Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together, we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick, and apparently some people believe in talking donkeys.
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
All right, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband.
Wife.
Do you know what we're doing?
We're wrapping some shit up that we just got done reading, right?
It was shit, and we are wrapping it up.
Okay.
First Chronicles
wrap up. That's what we're getting into. Do you got a rundown, or what are we just getting on into it?
Let's just get into it.
Let's get on it.
We all know what it
is. Let's just do this shit.
Let's do it.
All right.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, First Chronicles.
Jesus Christ. Fucking got me caught off guard.
I made myself laugh.
It's too bad we're not on video because my face was like, what the fuck?
I thought I would try to be excited.
Wife's trying to wake me up or something.
Well, you are half asleep.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Give me the second episode we're doing tonight that we got to record.
Right, right.
Then I'll be half asleep. True. So.
All right, First Chronicles.
Yeah.
So we've said before that First and Second Chronicles are actually one long chronicle-y book thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So it is kind of silly to be summarizing the first one.
How dare you call the Bible silly in any way whatsoever?
I mean, well, I wasn't calling the Bible silly calling what we're doing silly.
I know. Yeah, I gotcha.
But it is a good place to stop because of where First Chronicles stops.
Yeah.
So,
because David's dead now.
David's dead.
David's dead as a doorknob.
I always heard dead as a doornail.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
But I don't know what a doornail is.
But, you know, I'm from Ohio. We like to call things, you know, a vacuum a sweeper. Which I will hold to.
Don't get me started.
I have good reasons. If you have questions, reach out to me. I will explain.
Can y'all please just tell husband that a vacuum is not a sweeper? It's a vacuum.
It sweeps, damn it.
But
it
no.
It sweeps across the... Okay.
No. Don't call it a sweeper.
Okay. But this is my argument, though. The thing... Okay. You've been to a restaurant where they have the little... non-powered
but
sweepers.
That's not what we're talking about.
It does and the same everywhere thing else, that a vacuum does.
Everywhere else in the country, they call it a vacuum or
but
a vacuum
in Ohio,
cleaner.
It's a sweeper.
Right. And you say, I swept the carpet.
Yeah.
That's so fucking stupid.
It sweeps it and then vacuums it. So first function is sweeping and then vacuums.
It's
because
so
it vacuums
stupid.
It after it sweeps it up.
Okay. But Ohio is stupid.
I'm just saying.
In this particular
it's a fucking
case.
Sweeper.
Y'all, set him straight, please. Okay, so anyway, First Chronicles can best be broken down into three sections.
Three?
Just First Chronicles.
Okay. Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Three sections.
Yeah, I'm with you now.
So the Chronicles narratives begin... Let me start that over.
Yeah, sure.
The Chronicle narrative begins with Adam, right?
Right.
Because it's like... God made Adam.
Right.
And all
right.
that other shit.
Yeah, because we were commenting early on, like, is he trying to rewrite the fucking Bible?
Right.
So, and then, which, I mean, kind of, a little bit.
And then the story from there is almost entirely genealogical lists.
Yeah, it was crap.
Yeah. Like, down to the founding of the United Kingdom of Israel. And these are considered, chapters 1 through 9 are considered the introductory chapters or the genealogical chapters.
Mm. Okay? They were boring regardless.
They were. Chapters 1 through 9.
Yeah.
Garbage.
Right.
Okay. Now, the genealogies in First Chronicles give attention to each of the tribes of Israel, but clearly focus on the southern kingdom.
Right.
Specifically, do you remember which tribes?
Judah?
Mm-hmm. And Levi.
Okay, yeah,
and occasionally Benjamin, too.
Right, right, yeah.
The southern kingdom.
They like them, too.
Because they tended to be more faithful to God.
I mean, according to the chronicler.
Right, right.
So, I'm just saying. And that's assuming that there is a God to be faithful to.
Right. So, well, they were more faithful to
the
their
idea
God.
Of their God.
Yeah,
right.
Yahweh,
yeah,
whatever. Yeah. They focus on the tribes of Judah and Levi to identify the royal and priestly lines of Israel,
mm-hmm.
searching for a rightful king and priest for God's people. Okay.
Yeah, they searched real hard.
Mm.
And according to the chronicler, they found the perfect person. And David.
Right.
I mean, like, he couldn't do any wrong.
Which leads us to part two. Okay?
Yeah.
The bulk of First Chronicles, chapters 10 through 21.
Yeah.
After a brief account of Saul. In chapter 10, the whole rest of it is concerned with the reign of David.
Yeah, okay? It is.
David becomes king, establishes the worship of Israel's God in Jerusalem, and fights the wars that will enable the temple to be built.
Mostly in spring.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, that's wartime.
Mm-hmm. And then the last section, chapters 22 through 29.
Yeah.
That's part 3. And that last section summarizes David's preparation for the new temple. Yeah.
And y'all know how I feel about that.
Yeah, you went off on a little tear.
I'll just hold back today.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I've already gone into that shit, but my God.
Yeah.
What the
such
fuck?
Such bullshit. Right.
Yeah.
So much of the content of Chronicles is a repetition of material from other books of the Bible.
You don't say.
From Genesis through Kings. And so the usual scholarly view is that these books, or an early version of them, provided the author with the bulk of his material.
Okay.
However, it is possible.
Did he take poetic license?
No. Okay. No, hold on.
All right.
It is possible that the situation was a little bit more complex, and that books such as Genesis and Samuel should be regarded as contemporary with Chronicles, meaning they might have been like more closely written to with each other.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Drawing on much of the same material rather than a source for it.
Huh.
So they might have been written closer in time than we think. And also, they might each have drawn on a separate source for their material.
Okay.
So that would mean that Chronicles wasn't like rewriting Genesis through Kings and getting it wrong. It was summarizing some other source of material
that both Genesis and mm-hmm. Chronicles were bringing this from.
Right.
Got it.
And that is a possibility.
Right.
So, you know, just something to keep in mind when we're talking about all of these different scrolls that got stapled together.
Yeah. I mean, there's a bunch of unknowns about who mm-hmm. wrote what, when it was written. I mean, we have generalized ideas based on a lot mm-hmm. of, you know, studying that have been done. Lots of people have done studies about the Bible and who they think wrote it and when it was yeah. written and whatever.
And not only who wrote it, but why and who was the intended audience
right.
and who had a hand in it and what was their agenda.
Yeah.
And what was happening in the world at that time. And that's even before you get into, like, what he was actually writing about.
Right.
So, despite much discussion on this issue, there is absolutely no agreement on what happened when.
Got it.
So...
So they were written at some point.
They were all written.
Yep.
And they were all scrolls.
And it's now in a book that we read.
It's a bunch of scrolls stapled together is how you should look at it. Not as one continuous story.
Oh, yeah.
But as a bunch of separate reports from various people through the centuries. And somebody just found some and stapled them together.
Well, and not only that, but it's an incomplete stapled together fucking... Mm-hmm. scroll book thing.
Yeah,
whatever.
Because somebody else came around and was like, oh, no. And then others were like buried and...
Well, we know from reading Isaac Asimov's book when mm-hmm. we were doing the studies on that and just various other digging into things
mm-hmm.
that there are things that are referenced in the Bible that no longer exist, or at least
right.
we don't
like
know
that
they exist.
Chronicle-y Chronicles book.
right, yeah.
Yeah.
The King Chronicles, the Chronicle of Kings or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. And I mean, that's just one example.
That's two books that would have given a further history of both the Northern Kingdom and the Southern Kingdom.
Right. And then until the 80s, we didn't even know about the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Right.
You know, and that brought into light a lot of new, you know, mm-hmm. things.
New material that probably should have been included.
Right. And who knows what else is that? I mean, I'm sure there's countless other things that got lost
definitely.
To history.
Definitely.
So.
And they called that stuff Apocrypha.
Right. Gotcha.
So, recent suggestions have been that the books of Chronicles were intended as a clarification of the history in Genesis through Kings, or a replacement or an alternative for it.
So, I'm going to go with replacement, because if that clarified something... I don't know what the fuck it clarified, but because it didn't clarify shit to
me. Okay, but clarifying what their attempt to clarify something has nothing to do with whether or not it was clarified to you.
I gotcha.
You know what I mean?
I'm still railing.
I understand.
That's all.
I understand. And I feel like, because I'm the researcher, that our roles have been assigned to us where I have to defend things that I don't really want to defend. And you get to be like the, this sucks, it's stupid.
Right.
And it feels really awkward just putting it out there that, like, I'm having to be the straight man here.
Yeah.
Like, this is not my typical
role. I'm sorry that I get to be the one that rails.
No, I'm just, it's kind of cool, though, because, like, I'm just bringing you, like, what's out there. I'm just telling you the research that's
bringing
out there.
Bringing me the info.
Yeah.
Give me the goods.
And you react to it however you feel.
I do.
Because I already had my reaction as I was putting this together.
Yeah.
Okay, the generally accepted message the author wished to give to his audience was a theological reflection, not a, quote, history of Israel, which
right.
we gathered that.
Yeah, it was also a theological reflection is one thing, but, like, it's a fucking...
He had an agenda.
He had an agenda, yeah.
Yeah, and it wasn't just to report what happened.
Definitely not.
Like, the earlier books, I think, were definitely... trying to tell what happened and record it. And
now I will say that the Book of Solomon, that was very agenda driven in my opinion. Like the one where he's so
wise.
That was
Second Kings or whatever.
I believe it's Second Kings. Yeah.
Okay.
Again, I don't want to quote that.
Yeah. I don't know remember real exactly. Hardcore.
But it's the one that follows the Book of David, you know, where they talk about David. Mm-hmm. And so I'm assuming we're going to get into that maybe in Second Chronicles, but I don't know for sure.
I think so.
But, and I'm curious how they write Solomon, because right. Solomon, in the first time we read him about him, mm-hmm. he was, like, because, he almost seemed better than King David, because...
Right. Because he and his mother Bathsheba
right.
had a hand in editing it.
Yeah, and that was heavily doctored to favor Solomon,
mm-hmm.
more so than any person that we had read about so far.
Right.
Like, it was, we're like, oh my God, this guy is, like, they're just pumping him right up.
It's almost like reading that was, you know, you think this is bad. Just get used to it. Like,
I swear somebody took that book and they, you know, the last chapter where they like, and he did all these shitty things, right?
Right.
I swear somebody like took the original book and they're like, no, he can't look that good. So we're going to just tack this on here.
And they
at the
tacked
end.
It on. It was like they pulled it off the presses real
right,
quick.
Right. Like, hold on. Yeah. He's not that good.
Exactly. Written soon after Israel's devastating exile from the Promised Land. So this is like when they got kicked out into the Babylonian exile.
Right, right.
First Chronicles emphasizes that God still has a plan for his people and his king in Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
The exile to Babylon had shattered Israel's faith in God's covenantal promises. His covenant. Promises that
right.
he made with them.
Yeah.
So it shattered them. So
right.
Chronicles
as well it should.
Yeah.
Like, you fucker, you said you had our back, asshole.
But to be fair, they were not like worshiping him, so.
To be fair, he never gave him a reason to.
No. I'm just saying, it's not like
they throwing goddamn snakes and fire at him and swallow him up in the ground and all kinds of shit.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, like, they were not being like totally loyal to God, whether they have reason to or not.
Right.
So they couldn't be like, he betrayed us, because it's like, okay, yeah, we betrayed him, he betrayed us, whatever.
Right.
You know, he wasn't around, so we didn't believe in him, so we betrayed him, and then he like showed us a thing or two, because now we're fucking exiled.
But it'd almost be like today, like if somebody was like, everything's going bad because you aren't worshiping God, and it's like, okay, man, like, the world's fucking falling apart. I don't, okay. Where is God? Where, he never presented himself to me.
Right.
Why should I give a shit?
But that's what Christians would say is the problem with today.
Oh, they've been saying that since the fucking Bible was written.
I know.
So I don't want to hear it. It's old. It's a broken fucking record.
It is. It's true. So First Chronicles reviews the past glories of King David in order to pave the way for another Davidic king who will rule the nations.
Yeah.
Rule the nations.
Yeah.
The book of First Chronicles was written after the exile to help those returning to Israel understand how to worship God.
Mm.
Okay?
Yeah, you just have to be like King David and
mm-hmm.
build temples and...
Well, again, I got into this in our Q&A yesterday, earlier today, that it was written as a sign of hope for the future to try to unite the people again.
Right.
So
right.
Some of this was repetitive, but
sure.
Again, there's not a lot I could say that,
yeah.
you know, this is where it ended.
Right.
So it ended with him dying and passing on the torch to Solomon, and then Second Chronicles will be
more than likely Solomon.
Yeah. Right. Well, from what I saw, yes, it will be Solomon.
Right, right.
So.
Okay.
We'll see what happens.
So is that all we've got to cover today?
That is all we've got to cover today.
Awesome. Well, that wraps up
First Chronicles.
Although we do have, there's going to be another episode releasing. And if you're catching this in the morning, it might already be out. But we're going to be doing our Contradictions episode. Mm-hmm. That'll be coming out on Sunday, which as we're recording this, it's Saturday. Mm-hmm. So, and then we'll have our weekly wrap up tomorrow. And then we'll be back with the first chapter of
Second Chronicles.
Yeah.
On Monday.
That's right. All right. So we'll see you guys here in the next few days. And yeah, we're done with another fucking book almost.
Woo-woo.
Yeah. Hey, wife, I guess that's the end.
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.